Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Tensions high again as City Council votes on the second reading of the anti-hate ordinance. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. At Tuesday's regular City Council meeting, residents passionately voiced their opinions and concerns about the proposed ordinance regarding malicious harm. The ordinance addresses, quote, malicious harms based on race, color, religion, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, ethnicity, national origin, ancestry, or disability. The public comment period came after the council had voted on the ordinance for the second reading, but council again gave their reasons for why they voted either for or against the ordinance. Councilwoman Trish Simonson again discussed her reason for voting no by saying she believes that there are already ordinances in place that address these specific crimes. She also said, quote, the one thing that concerns me about the ordinance is it says this prohibition includes instances where a person's words, depictions, or conduct were intended or likely to incite or produce imminent violence against a person, whatever their class is. Councilman Tim Karsrud asked City Administrator Hyun Kim for a list of businesses that chose not to come to Gillette due to the lack of such an ordinance, which had been claimed during public comment at the previous council meeting. Standing firm on his recent yes vote, Councilman Jim West again reiterated how he believed the ordinance creates good conversation for an already divided community. He referenced how times have changed and the laws need to reflect those changes. Comments from the public ranged from thanking the council for voting in favor of the ordinance to messages cautioning council members that their vote would not go unnoticed during the next election. Multiple residents again suggested the proposed law would violate their First Amendment rights of freedom of speech and create a future path for more stringent restrictions and disproportionate protections for selected classes. City Attorney Sean Brown, who participated via phone, said he received some amendment suggestions from West, which he had received from his constituents. Brown said he would provide these suggested changes prior to the next regular meeting, which will be the third and final reading of the ordinance. The result of the vote was the same as the first reading, with Mayor Shay Lundvall, Councilwoman Trish Simonson, and Councilman Tim Karsrud voting no. Basin Radio Network hosting May Chamber Mixer. The May Campbell County Chamber of Commerce Mixer, hosted by Basin Radio Network, is tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. Come join us at 2810 Southern Drive for Western Chuck Wagon-style appetizers, drinks, and networking. Take a tour of Basin Radio Studios and meet the staff. We will be drawing for a meat package from Kohler's Meats and Processing during the mixer. The event is free and open to the public. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.